do 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 do. Welcome to Idea Factory Giveaway, a guest-guided mapping expedition to the borders of human creativity.
I'm your co-host John, and this is all my fault.
I am your co-host Kelly, and some of this is probably my fault.
Excellent.
Nice to hear you taking responsibility.
Yeah, I know. It's about time.
Well, let's welcome. Let's do this right away. Let's welcome Genevieve back for her second episode. Genevieve.
Hello.
What a delight! It's great because I feel like and this is partially fault of my own. I feel like I just don't see you as often as I should.
I know, it's sad.
I guess part of it is just down to being a dad, I think.
Yeah,
it's really,
or an overworked adult.
Also true. I feel like a lot of us are that.
Yeah. Most of us are that. I think.
The idea
or at least mostly overworked. Not all of us are as adult as others.
Also true.
Actually, that's a really good point.
what's new in our lives? Anything we want to anything that demands?
I don't know. I just got a text from the guy that I'm dating in which he has drastically changed his facial hair. And it's like a Lemmy situation.
No.
And I'm like, I'm not sure whether it's too early in the relationship to be like, oh, hell no.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's going. So, yeah. So that's new as of the last
it also
half hour.
Maybe be like a red flag.
Well, yeah. If it's not temporary, it's a red flag. If he's just like, well, this was fun, and then like immediately shaved it off, that's fine.
Yeah, like if he sent it to you obviously as a joke.
Yeah.
Yes.
Then that actually should, to me, that recommends him more.
I
could do
if
that.
If it's a joke, it's delightful. If he's like, no, I'm coming home with this, I'm be like, mm.
I should do that. Okay, so like, we haven't done this
should
in a
you?
While.
Should you?
Well, so here's the thing, right? Like, we haven't done it in a while, but so I usually, my friend Evie is the director of a Star Trek fan project in which I participate / help to produce Tales from 10 Forward, which is basically drunk history, but Star Trek.
Ooh, yeah.
It is fantastic.
It's awesome.
I'm often called upon to play Captain Picard in the reenactment portions, for which I do shave my beard.
Right.
So, like, the next time we're gonna suit up, I should like what in the during shaving. Yeah, I should go down to a Lemmy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I should take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
that's yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that,
yes.
That's
and
it,
then you
that's
could go down to a Hitler.
No. Nope. Nope.
I mean,
ignore
I could.
That.
I just. I could, I just wouldn't post it anywhere.
Just don't take any pictures.
Yeah.
Just for a few brief moments in your bathroom. Alone.
Alone.
Alone with your Hitler mustache.
Just to see what the monstrous version of you would look like.
Yes.
Mavis here screaming from the bathroom. Yeah. What's going on? I'm just confronting my shadow. I'll be fine.
I love it. For those of you who have tuned into this podcast and are wondering why, here's what's going on. Every time I've had an idea, I have written it down the moment I had it for the last 10 years. And now there are literally hundreds of them. So now it's time to throw the vault open and let my friends, in this case Genevieve, dig through the pile and hold up whatever she finds interesting for the entertainment of you, the listener. If you hear one you like, it's yours to run with. I just want credit.
I want a cut.
Genevieve.
You both deserve cuts.
You know what? That's,
That's true.
That's true.
God damn it, John. I'm here to advocate for your interests.
I love that and you. What?
I do it out of love as well.
What's first on the docket?
Okay. The deal with it ugly Christmas scarf. I want to know more about this idea.
Right, okay. It's so ugly Christmas sweaters are, of course, a thing.
Yes.
Ugly Christmas scarves should also be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And
I believe they are. Are they not?
I think that they might be, but I feel like this one in particular was an idea. So do you remember the problem is that this would be hard to... I could see... Okay, so the idea is... Do you remember the deal with it gif, right?
Yes.
Where it's like a pair of sunglasses that just slowly descend onto a... Is it a... At this point, I don't remember.
I think it was one of those Fox News rapist assholes.
Was it?
Was it?
Was it Bill O'Reilly?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm confusing me.
I've seen so many versions of it.
Right. I've seen so many versions of it that by this point I don't remember the original.
The original, oh.
Was it just a smiley face or is it a pixelated cat?
I don't know. Or a dog? I have no idea.
Okay,
like,
so...
Like, in my head, it's Riker.
Yeah.
So...
With the... So whatever... I mean, apparently. Here's the problem with a decade-spanning archive of ideas.
Right, yeah.
Is that I no longer... So, do you not
remember this scarf
idea? No. So
is that what you're telling me?
I don't remember what the original meme is at this point. But so the idea for the scarf, basically, is that it looks basically like a kinetoscope strip.
Okay.
Where, like... The sunglasses are always continuous, like they're continually getting lower and lower, but like repeated iterations of the face until by the end they're on the face.
Okay.
But it's Christmas themed somehow, so it's like maybe it's done in Christmas colors, maybe there are snowflakes. Maybe it's a reindeer.
Yeah.
Or Santa.
Or
Krampus.
I want the Krampus version.
Deal with a Krampus scarf.
With the sunglasses, the key part really is that. At the end of the scarf is where, like, the sunglasses eventually finally made it onto the face and the caption "Deal with it" appeared.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it would be so perfect for the Krampus.
Yes.
Children in a sack.
I think so. Mm. So that was the idea.
Okay.
It's so funny that we can't remember what the original version of them. That's fascinating.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised that I don't know it just because I'm basically meme illiterate. But yeah.
But you knew which one it was.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh. Pedo Bear superhero costume.
Okay.
Which, by the way, I googled this concept, like, last night. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. NSA, but...
Once again...
They exist.
Oh, I'm sure that they must at
this
point. People,
like, wear that shit, apparently, to Comic-Con.
Yeah, at this point, I'm sure. I mean, again, right...
Wait! Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Well, what I was also going to say is that in the Wikipedia entry about Pedo Bear, there was, like, a section about, like, police involvement after people had worn, like, a Pedo Bear costume. Which had, apparently, like, has occurred in, like, multiple jurisdictions.
That would not surprise me.
The original idea?
The original idea was basically that. Like that somebody should make one and...
lurk in front of the school?
No, but just wear it around. I had a buddy who had... I mean, this was, like, at the beginning of the height of its popularity, if you will. I had a friend who actually made, like, the head, at least. And it was very, very funny. Like, it was very funny. And, it became, a gift that got passed around at a particular edition of a White Elephant Party that happened every year. Like, there were a couple of presents you were mandated to bring back, one of which was the Pedo Bear head.
That's amazing.
The problem is that, after a while, it started to get kind of beat up. Like, it was a custom creation.
Oh, like a filthy Pedo Bear.
Yeah. Actually worse.
Dirty Pedo Bear suit.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. For a while there, it was
implies
very
that
entertaining.
People were, like, using it a lot.
I definitely wore it to more than one party. I took it once to a local Comic Con. I had a friend who was tabling at the con, like, he was just there in, like, their version of Artist Alley, and the person next to them never showed up. So I just sat down at that table and I put the head on and I put a sign in front that said something like relationship advice. Because I think I was also maybe wearing a suit. So it was fun. So just something to have fun with. But at this point, I feel like
Ship has sailed.
Yeah, the idea's time has come and gone.
Yeah,
because you could totally pair it with, like, a brown unitard.
In its original incarnation, like, the guy who had it originally made, it did come with, like, a suit, but just the head was the part that got passed around.
Okay. Passed around indeed. Okay. Oh, this was interesting. Okay, this was in your theory category. More first date fucking. Should I read the note?
Yes.
People should fuck on the first date. It lets you know if you're wasting time. And I actually kind of... Well, anyway, I want to hear your word. Sorry.
No, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, I did that for a while.
It just... It lets you know right away.
Yeah. Yeah, I was... It was like right after I got divorced and I was on my tram page, which was a lot of fun. Mm. Highly recommend. Yes. But yeah, I was basically just like, I don't know, let's see.
Did you feel like it gave you better perspective?
Yes. Yeah, there were a bunch of people I was like, oh, I never want to see you again. No, that was awful. Yeah. Yeah.
The look on my face is one of vindication. Yes.
Also...
No, it was... It the downside to it was that, like, I ended up having fucked a lot of people that I didn't like very much.
Yeah.
Ah. And afterward, I was like, yeah, you know, I don't feel great about that.
Mm.
But on the other hand, I was like, I mean, at least I know. At least I know what they were. There were a couple of people that were just awful and bad. You were just like, no.
Dude, they're...
That's not how that works.
What's sad is that, like, I have actually given second chances to people who...
Mm.
Really proved themselves to be poor. Poor SAC candidates.
I have two.
Actually, the person who was by far the worst in bed ever.
I
banged him like three times, I think.
Well, I mean, look, because
not
was,
at once. Right. Over, I mean, yeah. It wasn't like one night of passion and later I was like, oh, why did I do that three times? It was more like, I mean, there was time in between.
I mean,
I had time to reflect.
Sure, but like, you know, that person may have had mitigating circumstances. Well, he could have been awesome.
He was really hot.
Yeah.
But other than that,
hot people are so much worse in bed.
Okay, except
like, well, really, really hot people are often really bad.
Often? Okay, but.
Because they've never had to learn to try. Yeah.
I will submit that.
But I do think you're right that a lot of hot people are fucking awful.
They're.
There, I will, okay, I think that it is always possible for someone to have an off night, right?
Oh, of totally. Course, naturally. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Except, like, even if things aren't going that well, like, if a person's, like, giving it their best, you know?
And you
like,
can...
Like, putting in the effort, see, that you was, still know.
Yeah.
Mm.
See, that was, this was my correlation with people who are, like, model hot, is that, like,
they
are
try.
Lazy.
They're lazy lovers. But of the people that I have had encounters with, yes, the hotter ones, definitely.
Yeah.
Absolutely 100%.
Just
lazy.
Yeah.
Selfish.
Is it?
I think it's because they don't have to rely on repeat business.
Oh my god.
I think you're right. Yeah, absolutely.
I think that's
oh
it.
My god. Yeah. That's definitely it.
Yeah, because they're like, well, you know, whatever. I could go pick somebody else up tomorrow night because
yep.
That's very easy for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that you're onto something and I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I concur with your theory.
Yeah.
I'm trying to, like, I'm like, okay, like, because I wonder if this is, I mean, I'm sorry to be an essentialist about this, but I wonder if it might be gender specific. Because I've definitely had sex with a lot of, I'm just going to say a lot of hot chicks who were great.
Yeah. And I have had sex with really hot people who were not lazy and were like, you know, A plus. But
if you were gonna assign a probability, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like by far I would imagine the hot dude to be worse.
So bad.
the dude that was absolutely hands down the worst, he was like one of the hotter people I've banged.
Yeah.
I mean, like, awful.
Yeah.
Wait, was this three times guy?
Yeah.
Why? Why did I do that?
Well, because probably the first time you were like, okay, that was maybe an off night.
Yes.
Were
yeah.
These
it was
reasons.
Like, oh, it was the first time. It's never that great on the first
second,
time.
And the second time you were probably like, that can't have been that bad, right? Like, I was imagining it. The third time, you're like, oh, no, wow, it's really that bad.
I think it might have been, like, the first time. I was like, well, the second time, I was like, well, we were drunk.
Right.
And then the third time, it was like,
no, he's just bad at this.
No, he's just really bad.
Yeah. It's a bummer.
Essential truths are being laid out.
Yeah.
That I think the world needs to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yes, it's fucking on the first date. Give it a shot.
See, okay, except that the problem is that I do feel like if you're a lady, like, the potential for you to have, like, really unsatisfying experiences is, like, higher. Because, like,
bad sex,
if you're a lady, like, bad, at least in my experience, this is my theory, and I can't speak for other women, but I do believe that bad sex for us is, like, a lot worse than bad sex for a dude.
Yeah.
I agree.
And, yeah. Like, you know, it's, like, usually even if, like, you know, I mean, I feel like if you're a dude, like, bad sex might be, like, boring or, like, you know, whatever, like, but you're probably still gonna, like, get to come to completion. You know?
Certainly. Yeah. Yeah.
You will still derive, like, a certain level of pleasure and enjoyment from the experience, whereas, like, as a lady, it's, like, you're definitely not gonna come, and you're definitely, and like, and it could be painful.
Yeah, exactly.
And, like, and it could be, like, oh, this feels maybe even demeaning. Like,
yeah.
So, it's, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like our bad sex is just a little worse.
Yeah, significantly worse. Because
yeah.
I think sometimes it's like, well, anyway, I feel like there's been a lot of discussion of that, like, dichotomy on the internet of late with, like, you know, the correlates with, like, the Me Too movement, but, like, I'm not even talking about, like, I don't even mean to, like, go in, like, the, like, rapey zone so much.
Right.
As it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, no,
it's just like,
it's just, like, but, like, the level of sort of, like, disregard or, like,
yes.
sort of inconsideration that
mm-hmm.
you can experience as a lady, and then you're like, wow, like, that was awful in
yeah.
a way that, like, I'm not sure. Like I feel like the at least if you're a dude and you're like, let's give this a try on the first date to see if we're wasting our time, it's like, you're still gonna probably have some pleasure. Whereas,
right.
like, as a lady, it's like, this could be a really bad, terrible experience.
Yeah. Yeah.
What then? Okay, no, that's true. That's a conundrum.
But I like your idea in theory.
Yes.
I think it's a great theory.
Well,
according to a male norm.
But also, the other thing is that, like, if you know there's a reasonable chance you're never going to see this person again, like,
you could give them feedback.
Exactly. Because it, like, there's no repercussions for, you know, saying, like, hey, you know what, this isn't working, let's try this. Like,
yeah.
like I don't care if you judge me
yeah.
for this, because I might never see you again.
Yeah, I hope to never see you
And if you respond
again.
To this well, then, like,
perhaps
maybe I'll see you again.
Oh.
Yeah. So,
yes, it's sort of just a new paradigm for like first date interaction,
mm-hmm.
you
yeah.
know, where it's like, yes, we're gonna fuck, but you're gonna get like
yeah.
you're gonna get an after action
report. Like, you could even put it in writing.
Exactly.
Like, my consent to this is premised on the fact that you are consenting to receiving a review in writing.
Or like,
and not get pissed about it.
Yeah,
or just frame
yes.
it as like, you know what? This is an audition, so
yeah.
give it your best
yeah,
shot.
Yeah.
God.
But
I have
yeah,
some
you,
notes. I have
yeah,
some notes for
yeah,
you.
Yeah,
but
notes,
you
yeah,
want
bring,
them,
yeah.
okay, you, but you don't want to have to tell them to give it their best shot. Because that's
well,
great
they
test.
Need to know.
Yeah, yeah, they need, yeah that,
no,
that should
like,
be.
But they should know anyway.
No, I like
and
it.
And if
I
they
like
don't
it.
Know...
But I just like the fact that like you put it out there. Like, oh, we gonna bang.
Yeah.
But you're definitely going to get a review.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, just so you know.
Yeah, and you have to, and like now that you know this, you are not allowed to get mad about it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because I feel yeah. like they should know that up front.
Yeah.
You are also promising.
Mm. Know
to
that
hold
if,
me harmless for any of your sad male rage.
Yeah. know that if you do get huffy about it, that will also count against
get
you.
Huffy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? You will be judged on that too.
Yes.
You'll
yeah.
be you'll be judged on your performance and your reaction to my
yes.
feedback.
You also consent to me posting screenshots of your huffy reaction. Should you have one? Of course, then we'd have to define the term huffy.
Yeah.
And make sure that everyone was in agreement about what that meant.
Yeah, that's true.
I love your mind.
yeah. Thank
Excellent.
You.
Excellent. All right, what's next?
Okay, this one I picked just because I was like, what could this mean?
Uh-oh.
The clown threshold.
Ah, okay, yes. All right. I know exactly what this is. This is what I want to know. At what point does a picture of a face become a clown? I would like you to, in your mind, please imagine a blank oval. Now put two dots in the middle that are the eyes. Now put a red circle where the nose is.
Oh.
Is that a clown?
Yes.
Is that a clown?
Yes.
What if I put plus-shaped markings around the eyes? Like a plus, that makes
like,
the eyes into plus
with,
signs.
But without,
with,
the, but without,
without
the, nose.
The red nose.
Oh.
Is that a clown?
It could be a juggalo.
It could be a mime.
yes.
Okay, clear the circle again.
Okay.
It's a blank oval. It's two dots for the eyes.
Uh-huh.
It's a regular nose,
uh-huh.
but it's got a red frizzy hair. Like one of those pointy clown afros.
Oh, if it's pointy.
Yeah, if it's pointy, I think
yeah.
that's a clown.
Is it okay?
Yeah, I think that's a clown.
And are we also presuming here that, obviously we are, that this is not, these are not black and white drawings.
Right, yeah, yeah. It's a simple cartoon.
Yeah, at this
color
point,
drawing.
We've basically got black, white, and red.
Yeah.
Primary red.
Yeah. Okay. Give me. Here's the picture in your mind. The blank white oval. Give two dots for eyes. Give me just like a dot for a nose,
mm-hmm.
and a dot for representing kind of like a closed mouth,
mm-hmm.
and then draw around it a red outline smiling.
It's a
clown. That's a clown.
Or a serial killer.
Yep. Yeah, I'm afraid of clowns, and I don't like any of these.
Chlorophobes are the perfect... Those are the people who get to define it.
Wait, sorry, say that word again?
Chlorophobia is fear of clowns.
I did not know this.
Yeah.
Huh, I've learned a thing.
But yeah, no, that's who I want to know, right? Fritz, okay, think back to, like, watching TV and a Jack in the Box commercial comes on. Jack in the Box guy, he's a clown.
He is a clown.
See, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't he a clown?
He's a clown. He's a less scary clown than most clowns because he's
a clown.
Well, he doesn't fully register as, like, human.
Uh-huh.
No, but, like,
so he's not as deep into the uncanny valley as most clowns are.
He, to me, registers as, like...
He's
more in mascot territory.
Like, quirky... Yeah. Like a mascot or, like,
mm-hmm.
quirky creature.
Right.
Yeah.
But, so, yeah, so this is what I wanted to know. Like... What is the clown threshold? Where is
mm-hmm.
it?
Yeah.
God, I think that should be a game. Pictionary. Except
draw a clown.
I think you should make this a game.
Do you guys know about the clown egg registry?
Yes.
What?
Yes. I put it in an issue of the newsletter, I think.
Oh, yes. I think you did. I'm actually going there. I'm going to London in a couple of weeks, and I'm going.
Oh,
wait,
my God.
What is it?
Clowns, like, it's their way of copywriting their makeup so that no one else uses it, because their makeup is very personal to them. And so what they do is somebody in London keeps this room full of eggs with clown makeup painted on them.
Right? So, yeah.
Is this only for
British
clowns?
I think it's worldwide, but it's also sort of like a Hall of Fame. Like, it's a big deal if you get your clown face into the clown egg registry.
I see.
So it's just a horrible room full of eggs with clown makeup on it, and I can't wait to go.
What the fuck?
It's going to be terrifying, and I can't wait to go.
That would be like me going to a museum of spiders.
Yes.
Like,
yes, my whole trip is going to be cemeteries and taxidermy and this terrifying clown museum.
I'm so envious
I cannot
of your trip.
Wait. It's going to be so good.
Dude.
Yeah. It's going
to
be such a good trip.
Yeah, the clown egg registry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm great.
Yeah, Genevieve, you should subscribe to the newsletter.
I do, but I missed that one.
Oh, that's fair. The links section of my newsletter is long. I admit this.
That part. Which one was it?
A fairly recent one, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll have to go back.
No, that's fine. I mean, honestly, like the links list, I think for the current one is like up to 20.
Good God,
it's a lot. I read a lot of newsletters and I find interesting things, and people should know what they are.
You do find good stuff.
That's true. I concur.
Excellent. So yeah, the clown threshold.
The clown threshold. It also could be like a band name.
Yeah.
That could be a band name.
Yes, it could. I want to see that on the list at the next Instant Band Night.
Very good.
Do you want to hear the next idea?
Yes. Yes, I do.
A craft network devoted to used animal cracker barriers.
Okay. And for this one, actually, reach under your bench, because there is a bear underneath. So,
this is what you meant by that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was, like, the actual animal crackers.
Yes, that's what I thought, too, and I was like,
yeah.
Why the bears and how used?
So, those of you
so
in the
you,
States...
This is specifically, like a reference to this specific brand
that makes...
animal crackers that come in this bear.
Yes. So,
see, I have never seen the brand before that
yes.
comes in the giant plastic
yeah.
bear.
This is new to me.
So, sorry about that. So, so for those of you who are in the States and able to go to a Target, go. And in the snack aisle, one of the snack aisles, you will find a plastic bear full of animal crackers.
Okay.
And the thing is that, like, when you're done with the animal crackers, you're left with this giant hollow plastic bear.
Wow,
yeah.
What should you do with it? I have seen a thing where somebody took, like, a shit ton of gummy bears and melted them down and put them into the bear.
Whoa.
And then like, waited for them to solidify and then just sliced the mold away and, like, made, like, a gummy bear that big, right? That's one thing. But surely there are other things you could do with a plastic bear.
What there should be is a dispensary for animal crackers where you just take the bear. Mm-hmm. Someone dispenses the crackers into your bear.
Yeah.
And then, just like... And then you don't have to deal with this atrocious waste of unsustainable packaging.
Bulk refill.
Bulk refill. Yes.
Bulk bear exactly. refill.
I mean, that should be true of many things.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. But I have to... I would like to posit that out there somewhere exists a network of people who would know what to do with one of these bears. Like,
sure. My impulse is to, like, you know, fill it with interesting items.
Yeah.
Like skulls. But, you know, or fluffy balls of yarn, whichever way your tastes lie.
Yeah, it's got a screw top lid, you know? I mean, it could be...
You could also paper mache one.
Right.
Give it away as a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could,
I guess it's too sturdy to make into a pinata. Because, like, it wouldn't actually break.
It would
not,
yeah.
It would not break.
No.
But you could use it as a mold for a pinata.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow. I don't know, actually, if that would work.
Hmm. Yeah.
But so, that was the idea. That just, like, you know, I would love to activate a network of
it
people.
It could just be, like, oh, okay, so it was, like, a network of people as opposed to, I get it. Because I was kind of envisioning it as, like, a TV show.
That would make a great YouTube channel. Right? Where just, like, a rotating, never-ending series of guests who come on and just, you know, are like, here's what I do with my bear.
Yeah.
Here's what I make out of my bear.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, no,
that's a whole different...
That's,
yeah. No. I mean...
That's a little better.
Depends... Yeah.
Here's what I do with bear.
Depends on who you ask and how they define bear.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I think we have time for... How many more have you got?
I think just one more.
Beautiful. Because I think we have time for exactly one more.
Okay. Public racism... This is a website idea. Public racism follow-up registry. What becomes of idiots who show their whole racist ass on camera to the internet?
Yes.
Like Barbecue Becky.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where is she now? What's she doing? Like, you know what I mean? Like, did she recant? Did she lose her job? Like,
right.
Well, like, I need there to be a registry of these assholes.
Yeah.
And just be like, let's just keep fucking tabs on them so that we just know, like, did they get their comeuppance or are they employed somewhere else? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. What happened?
What did they learn from that experience, if
probably
any?
Probably nothing.
Yeah. So, I can imagine it just being like a series of, like, just, you know, pictures, like the tag with their, like, that's got their face and it's got their moniker, and then, like, there's a background maybe on the image or something that lets you know, like where it's green if it's, like, they recanted, they understand, they fucked up, they're doing their best, or if it's red, if they're just unrepentant.
Yeah.
Right? Or something.
Does this apply only to racism, or could it also include, like, misogyny and maybe, like, that dude that like, threw that homeless person's belongings in Lake Merritt?
Absolutely. This would apply to assholes in general, I think.
Yeah.
Like, violations of the social contract.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Although, I suppose our social contract involves misogyny.
Well, it fucking shouldn't.
So.
We're going to define a version where that's not in there.
Let's negotiate for a new contract.
Yes, I want to negotiate a new social contract, please.
Yeah.
I guess our social contract also kind of depends on racism, too.
Yep, it does.
We're envisioning a better version of the contract.
Yeah.
And the people who then violate it and know it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, you know, like that dude who tried to have that black lady kicked out of the pool.
Oh, my God.
Right?
Right.
And she, I mean, like, he's on fucking camera.
Yes.
And he's still doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, no, dude, you deserve to lose everything.
Yeah.
Like, So that's all. Just, like, we just need to find out. Like, oh, yeah, what became of that guy? You know? Mm-hmm. Or the dude, oh, my God, the guy in New York who yelled at the people for being Mexican or whatever. And then, like, later, you know what I mean? He was like a lawyer or something. And then,
lots of lawyers are...
Right?
Unfortunately. I know.
But the,
I am one.
But you know the story I'm talking about.
I think so. I've been
there was a protest outside the building he worked out of. They brought mariachis. But what's he up to now? Like, did he actually lose? So that's all. I need one place to go on the internet that tracks all of these fuckers.
Yeah.
not in the sense of like investigation, right? But just like what we know of them publicly.
Yeah.
Like, are they still on Twitter being a dick? Or like, you know, like what, just like using information that is currently available to a curious
without
person.
Without stalking them.
Yeah, without stalking them, you know?
Yeah.
Like if you could look their business up in the phone book, right? It's like, does it still exist?
Yeah.
That's all. I just want to know if they have found justice or not.
Justice has found them.
And if justice continues to hound them.
Yes.
I like this idea, but I also have reservations about it.
Yeah,
it's fair.
I feel like it's enabling harassment, yeah. Which we're, like, even if it is deserved,
yeah.
Like, we're still trying to get less of that in the world.
Why fuel it?
You know, I mean, like, it could be just as simple as, like, Barbecue Becky, still an asshole.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And it is just somehow, like, it's built into the site that, like, you know, we update this shit on the regular. So you know.
Yeah.
You know that it's not out of date.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it would require a dedicated staff.
It would.
But, you know, they would be providing a worthy service.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. Do. Well, we have reached that part of the podcast where we highlight an idea from our guest or a terrible recommendation, if anybody has a terrible recommendation.
I do have a terrible recommendation.
Oh, please.
Which is, this is a party tip, is do mushrooms at the furry party.
No!
When everyone else is on E.
Dear God, what?
It's my terrible recommendation, kids.
Oh, God.
Have a good time with that.
Or don't.
No, get out there and try it.
I share an idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Because I came equipped with multiple ones.
Yes.
Please.
Can I share two? Actually, I'm just going to share one. I had thought of it this morning. I don't know why, but I think I was walking around having angry thoughts. And then I thought, an interrupting man zapper.
Go on.
If you are a woman and you have maybe at some point in your life attempted to speak, share ideas, voice opinions, or even just answer simple yes or no question, perhaps at some point in your life a man has interrupted you. Perhaps every fucking day that happens. This would be a device that you use to zap the male interrupter. Gently. Not enough to do permanent harm or cause incontinence. But just enough to let him know that he needs to shut the fuck up. And that you finish talking.
So, like, more on the level of, like, joy buzzer than a cattle prod.
Yeah.
Yes.
Not a taser.
Okay. Alright. Cool.
I love it.
Yes. I want that.
Something that would clip onto a phone case. You know, so it's something that you've got on you at all times.
Yeah,
it's directional.
Yes,
you know, you aim it like a remote control. Yeah, you just hit the button.
Or if you want to go like down the road of like right wing nut like Meninist conspiracy theory, here's one for you people. Men could be implanted. Perhaps with a chip in their teeth. Such that the nanny state evil feminist women ladies can then overpower you by using their devices to control your over-talking mouths.
Yeah.
Wow, I sound terrible.
No, that's amazing.
And also, John, you are not a man interrupter, I just need to say.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I mean,
you're
not an interrupting man. Like, I was also thinking about that when I was having my angry thoughts. I was like, oh, that's an idea that I want to share. And then I was like, John is not an interrupter. He actually allows me to... And I'm the interrupter, I feel like, when it comes to us. Our relationship, our friendship. Thank you for that.
You are welcome. I feel like I do sometimes struggle with interrupting people, but not because they're like women and I think less of them. It's just because I have too many thoughts and they need to come out immediately. But I have installed what seems to me to be like a governor, where it's like, am I talking to a woman? I need to shut up. I'm going to wait for her to stop talking, and then I will say my thing. Like, I do think about it. I do think about it on occasion, where I'm like, I'm going to... No?
I actually kind of need that reducing valve, because I interrupt people a lot, like, regardless of gender.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, kind of a dick move, and I'd like to do it less.
I have a similar problem. I mean, I know I'm an interrupter, but I feel like I do get interrupted by men a lot.
I am certain that you do.
And also, I feel like this need to just, like, I just need to soften the tone and just say, like, you know, my gender rage, it's just at, like, a serious peak at the moment, given, like, the
it is.
Recent events. And by no means am I meaning to suggest that we need to target one gender.
I am.
For hostility.
No, I am. I think so. I think that needs to happen. I think that your rage is justified. And we have... The dudes,
not all men!
Dudes have been in charge too much, and we need to be stopped. Did you... So, actually, I do remember I put this in, I think, the last issue of the newsletter that I put out. There was a study that was done that proves, actually, that women make worse investors than women do. We are too emotional. We panic too easily.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, like we're worse at the stock market than women are. Like it's
oh, I love that.
They crunch the numbers. They're like, no.
That's amazing.
Love that.
Okay, but here's a question though: is the sample skewed in that probably there are more men doing investing than women? And is it possible that there's like a self-selection among women so that the women who are investing are more interested and therefore make better decisions because they're more skillful at it because they are more interested and more willing to like sort of break traditional gender norms and put up with like bullshit that they need to put up with in order to do the investing?
That's a possibility. I would have to reread the article.
I was also wondering if you are a minority in your field, you generally have to be better at it than the rest of the people in your field.
Yeah.
That's a good
question. However, you might not be talking about people who are in the field. Maybe it's just people who are doing personal investing.
That I don't know. I mean, I would have
but
to
read the article. Nonetheless, I still do think that like women who do investing, they may be, because they're breaking out of a gender norm, like self-selecting is especially good at it.
That's highly possible.
I like it.
On that note, I think it is time to tell everybody where we can be found on social media, should we so choose.
I am Enthusiosity on Instagram.
I am Gigi Catherine on Instagram.
I can be found online. My whole deal has been streamlined, actually, thanks to my friend Jen, who is Jennifer Marie on Twitter and is amazing. You can hear episodes she's appeared in on the archive. Just go to flavor.country for links to all my social presences and stuff that I make, including my Twitter, Instagram, and newsletter, which I'm just going to say, you should subscribe to.
If you haven't yet, go ahead and subscribe to this show by searching Idea Factory Giveaway in your podcatcher of choice and let John know if it doesn't pop up. If you're already there, go ahead and leave a 5-star rating and or a nice review, because it would help us out a lot. If you've already done that, why not tell a friend about us?
Why not tell several friends?
Why not tell all your friends?
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Every single one.
Repeatedly.
Just corner them. Scream until they watch it. They can't even watch it. They have to listen to it.
Scream until
it becomes visible.
Wrestle their phones away from them. Activate their podcast apps. Subscribe. Give it a 5-star rating. And they will eventually thank you.
Yeah.
Just as I thank you now. Thank you. And remember, if you've heard an idea you like, go ahead and do it. I just want credit.
I just want a cut. Do-do. Do-do. Do-do.